Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Went down the Timber Alley. See what was going on.
It was Stevie Ray bringing us back to Late Great SRV 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Beverly Inman Ebel is our good friend, our great friend, longtime 19-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and CEO of TLC, Talk, Listen, Communicate. TalkListen.com is her website where you can find all of her books and all the other things that she offers you, that she will help you with. And Beverly, thanks again for being here. We're talking about assumptions and how they help us and how they're dangerous. And, you know, I think about the paradox angle on these things. Paradox is a pendulum. One half of it is good. The other half is not good, you know. And assumptions are like that, aren't they? Sometimes they help us and sometimes they get us into trouble.
Yeah, and I think the biggest way they get us they start us on the road to trouble. It doesn't mean an assumption is going to, you know, instantly trouble, but because if we don't look for other possible assumptions, we end up making a decision based on that assumption because it's fast. It soon becomes a habit. We actually get into a habit. It's almost like we think to a point and then we stop thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And so what this can do is, number one, we can make us wrong. And I don't know about you, but I don't like to be wrong.
Well, I'm trying to remember when that would have happened, but go ahead. And I'll get back with you on that on my side.
Okay. But it also, think of the relationships that it erodes, or in business, the wrong decisions that we make. Because we, you know, we tend to do things quickly. And so if I'm assuming something and I make a decision based on that, then egg is on my face because, oh, wow, that I was going down the wrong,
mm-hmm.
I was going down the wrong path. So
well, see, this is a really important point, I think. And that is, if I'm walking around inside my head and I make an assumption, then that's one thing. But if I'm walking around among other people and I make an assumption out loud, then I put myself in potential jeopardy, haven't I? And what I've tried to do, and I'm not going to say I've always done it well, because I haven't, but what I've tried to do is whenever I was about to make an assumption, I've swallowed that a little bit and said, okay, let's give that about 30 seconds. I watch television with somebody and somebody will say, well, what does that mean? And I'll say, well, if you wait 20 seconds, he's going to tell you.
Right.
You know?
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Don't act upon it immediately. I mean, some assumptions, yes. Oh, I think that truck's coming fast. I better not pull out. Not those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But don't voice it. Think about it. Research it. Ask someone else.
Wait a little bit.
And don't become emotionally reactive.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that to things that we read on social media, things that we're at a business conference and we hear someone say or they do something and all of a sudden we jump to this assumption. How dare they infer that?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going down the wrong path. So first of all, don't voice it and don't immediately act upon it. Ask yourself, what else could it be? What else could that person have meant by that? What is another reason this client stood me up?
If somebody says something that you maybe upset you or you didn't like or whatever, you know, it mildly offended you or whatever, you know, maybe just give it a minute. As I say, wait a little bit. You might find out that, you know, that something's happened to them that has made them do this and that has nothing to do with you.
That's absolutely right.
I mean, so I'm talking about from experience, folks. This is when I've gotten myself into a jam. When I let, like my dad used to say, I let my jaybird mouth overload my hummingbird backside.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's good to voice it when nobody can hear you, like when you're in your car, because you said something that you're in your head. You don't mm-hmm. want to be in your head all the time. You'll be amazed at what words actually come out, because we have to slow the process down to actually find the words and say them out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'm shocked when I hear what I've just said. Whoa, wait a minute. Whoa, that didn't sound right at all, Bev. So talking to yourself, yes, I tell my clients all the time, talk to yourself. But did in the car, people just think you're on Bluetooth.
Well, you know, I think it's I think a good way to role play your assumptions a little bit inside your head. That's what I'm talking about. What do you think?
Well, as long as assumptions, plural, yes. Please don't role play one assumption. Because then you're just building a case for it, and you're starting to get very emotional about it.
Right.
And you could be wrong. It's kind of like watching a movie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We get all emotionally involved when we see a movie.
Hey, Bev,
and at some level of mine,
I need to go. I need your website again one more time, please.
I assumed you did. TalkListen.com.
TalkListen.com. The lovely and talented Beverly M. Menevil is right there, folks. I encourage you to go there and spend some time with her. Hey, Bev, we've loved having you back. Come back soon.
Thank you.
See you next time. Beverly M. Menevil, ladies and gentlemen. She's simply the best. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.